Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best, Best in Show. Welcome!
Why would you do that before he's over here? He's on the show, right?
I'm just not of high value to Keith.
It's like there's so much gold. So much gold that's gone.
Yes,
lost true. Forever. But I guess we'll do it Keith's way.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Keith Show, a.k.a. Best in Show Radio. As you can see, I'm higher for a reason. These gentlemen don't seem to think I'm of as much value as they are to themselves. Is that pretty much what we hit on last time? James? This is James.
That's me.
This idiot cocking his head is Chris.
I don't understand when I became the target of your aggression. Just because I have opinions that don't necessarily match.
1994. That was around the time we met.
Good point.
Welcome to Best in Show Radio on the Heroes Talk Radio Network, the thing to do with your ears, and the place to be. I'm going to get right into it. There's a lost show, as everybody knows. Well, maybe they don't. There's a lost show. It was
What happened to it?
It was a crazy time.
We know.
Let's not even talk about it.
Don't make him do it. Don't you make him do it.
There was a lost show. One of the things we covered on that show was the fact that I had a large list of topics building up for the year or two that we were on hiatus.
It was 2 weeks.
That's right. Well, anyway, I got an email here, and this is from Jake in Metuchen. And he says...
Not from State Farm.
He says, hey, Keith, my brother Chris emailed you recently. That's Chris with a K. And you never answered it, so I thought I'd take another shot at it.
Wait, so you got an email about an email?
I got an email. Well, I got an email from Chris's brother, Jake.
Oh, did Chris email during the Lost show?
Chris emailed at some point, and he wanted to know...
I just had a good idea. I have good ideas.
You can put a light bulb there. Anyway, Chris and Jake.
I'll try and do that.
Chris and Jake want to know if I could read off number 8. On the list of topics that we never got to use. So, let me quickly go here.
Wait, so you got an email about an email referring to a show that people couldn't have seen?
Exactly.
Whoa!
Hey man, I don't make
the
rules.
I don't write the internet.
I don't make
happens.
The rules, I just read the emails. So topic number 8 on my list says, Taking Bets on Girls, the new HBO series.
That exists?
Well, what happened is, there was a show coming out. It was going to be on HBO. It was supposed to be called Girls. Oh. Apparently, actually, maybe it even aired at some point. But
I think that exists. I think.
I think it probably did at some point. But let's see. Judging by,
I'm totally lost in the obsession with making believe it's a year ago. So I don't know what you're trying to say. I don't even know what you're trying to say. On our last episode, we talked about Roger Ebert being dead. It can't be 2012. Sorry.
But it's a topic from 2012.
Right.
See, if they had seen The Lost Show, if people besides Jake and Chris had seen The Lost Show, then they would understand exactly what happened.
Don't because they were live in the chat room, so they had to see it.
Don't try to make sense of it. HBO has a show called Girls. When the show was coming on, I had my own opinions of the show. My opinion and why...
Or what you thought the show would be.
What I thought the show was going to be. What I thought the show was going to be was Sex in the City... with younger girls. I thought it was going to be the same... no offense to anyone that likes that show. I think you're a jerk, but... It was going to be the same corny...
Dumb premise.
...jokes and the dumb premise and the... You know, like the... Like... Cosmopolitan, the series.
For the record. I'm saying dumb jokes or dumb premise, whatever, and stupid jokes. I've never seen one episode of the show. Could be brilliant.
Sex in the City.
Could be.
It's not.
I value your opinion of that, but I have would have no idea.
You really doesn't.
when you value my opinion, it increases my self value.
All right, why do you gotta keep bringing me down? I had something on my mind. I smoked a little weed before the show last week, and I thought it meant something. Sorry.
When you say it increases your self value, what exactly are you referring to?
I'm referring to Girls, the HBO series starring Lena Dunham. Is that her name?
Yes.
I haven't seen the show, still, to this
starring
day.
And written by.
I haven't seen it, but apparently I was way off on what I thought it was going to be. I don't think it's anything like Sex in the City. I hope, look, and again, I wouldn't have chosen to talk about this if Jake hadn't specifically asked me to read topic number 8. So, I've never seen Girls, so I don't know that I could actually talk about it. I don't know if either of you have ever seen it.
Well, I can't draw the comparison to Sex in the City, because like you haven't seen Girls, I've never seen an episode of Sex in the City in my entire life. But I am a religious watcher of Girls, or was. The season 2 just ended like last week or 2 weeks ago. It is stupid and brilliant and It's a little... It borders a little bit too much on wanting to be too cool for school, for lack of a better term, but...
You couldn't find a better term?
Yeah, it's a real...
Too dope for soap?
it's a hip show. I think it tries a little too hard to be too hip sometimes, but I don't think it necessarily tries, because I think she is... I think Lena Dunham, I don't really know a lot about her, even though a friend of mine sent me like an interview with her today, but knowing that I love the show. I love the show. I want to say that. I think it's great. But I don't know if she actually is a hipster or she wants to be a hipster or whatever. It's a great show.
Well, the thing is...
I know nothing about it. But I have seen episodes of Sex in the City.
Okay. So you've seen some Sex in the City. You've seen lots of Sex in the City.
No, I've seen no Sex
neither,
in the City.
Neither of you have seen Girls. No. I've seen Girls and
I
no
have no
Sex
idea
in
the Lena Dunham person.
She's the girl from Girls. She's the main
I saw an interview with her on the Craig Ferguson show. And it made me like her.
I've never watched an episode of the Craig Ferguson show.
Neither have I.
I've seen the beginning. I've seen the beginning of it a couple times when he talks to a horse for some reason.
All I can
it's
think
Secretariat. Of Secretariat. It's not a horse, okay?
All I think of
is like Man Award.
Is Turd Ferguson, which was Norm MacDonald's character on SNL when he played Burt Reynolds.
on Jeopardy,
his name was Turd Ferguson.
I knew that sounded familiar.
That's the only Ferguson reference I know.
Same thing.
Yes.
Same thing.
Okay.
He had an interview with Lena Dunham.
Did that not make sense?
What is your self value right now for being?
I'm trying to stop myself from starting to do
Sean Connery,
Tracy Smothers, not Tracy Smothers, Tracy
Morgan,
Tracy Morgan impersonations right now. I'm trying to. We keep breaking it down and breaking it down. I'm just going to just go into something totally absurd that makes no sense.
Oh wait, I'm getting an email.
By the way, the way of being absurd is making a reference to Tracy Smothers, an independent wrestler. Not independent, but like a fairly unknown wrestler from the 80s that had a little bit of a resurgence.
Mick Foley's going to the Hall of Fame in 2 days.
Why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he? Was going to see...
Heard that in the radio today.
He wants to see the bust of Dan Marino? Is
yes.
that why he's going there?
Yes.
Awesome. Good for him. All I'm saying is, I've watched the show. I can't recommend enough that both of you guys watch it.
Do you think either one of us would have any interest in going past one episode.
I think if you don't go past one episode, you won't appreciate the show. When I get into a TV show, I almost take it on as a task. I started watching Girls, and I hated it at first.
Why did you start?
It was a new show. I wanted to check it out. It seemed like it would be interesting. I hated the first few episodes, and it was just like, ah. And then it got to the point that, like, I had these episodes. I had them downloaded, and I could watch them. And I didn't really want to. But for some reason, one night I had nothing to watch, or nothing that I wanted to watch without, you know, watching with someone else. Like, because I have shows that I watch with people. I watch this with you, I watch this with you. And I couldn't watch anything because that's all I had. And I just started watching. I started going through it, like, after episode, like, 4 or 5. And I got totally hooked in after that.
To the storyline or the characters? What did you get?
The characters. The characters are the selling point of the show. And I want you to understand, they're not likable. The most likable character...
Or you like the unlikable.
The most likable character on the show is a really awful human being. And I'm not saying the star, because she's a really awful human being, too. It's just, there's something about the show that got me. So if you tried watching it, like, right at the beginning, get into it, I don't think you can get into it. If you commit yourself to it and go through it, I think you'll be into it. To the point that the ending of season 2, I don't want to paint the picture of myself as less than masculine.
But doing that, you kind of just did a little bit.
Right, okay, as being less than masculine. But I almost started crying at my desk at work because that's where I was watching it while I was eating lunch last week. It was so moving in a beautiful, like a beautiful way. And it was awful. Like, and if I was a fly on the wall watching the show, I would hate me. That's how stupid it was that I got so moved by it, but it was so moving and beautiful. I love the show. I think it's great. I think it's great. I think Lena Dunham is a brilliant writer. I think there have been some weak spots in the show, but it's fantastic. The main dude in the show, Adam, greatest character in TV history. I might be exaggerating a little bit, but that's how I feel today. I don't have a sense of history, and I watched it yesterday, so to me it's the greatest show, and he's the greatest character in history.
Yeah, I'm never going to watch it.
So let me ask you something.
It's so good.
There's a bar on Grand Street in New York City called O'Neill's, where apparently they filmed Sex and the City before, and they do the, you know, there's like a Sex and the City tour, and apparently every day they bring the people on the tour to this bar O'Neill's to have Cosmopolitans.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, it's part of the tour.
So
if they were going to do a girls' tour, where do you think they would end up, and what would it be? Do you know enough about the show? Like, is it like some cupcake place in Williamsburg?
Is it New York? Is it?
They bounce back and forth between, I don't know if it's Hoboken or Brooklyn or Jersey City. I don't think it's Jersey City or yeah, I don't know the specific places that they are. Like, I don't recognize like the stores that they go. I guess the one place they would go is the coffee shop where
Central Perk.
Essentially, it's their Central Perk where they work, but I don't think it's a real place. I don't know. Maybe it is.
That's the worst show ever, I think.
They were on Staten Island one episode. They were on Hamilton Avenue on Staten Island. One episode.
So you don't want to set up the girls' tour? You
know, I don't know. I didn't take note of landmarks.
If there was a Best in Show Radio tour, what would be a stop?
Closed down Bottomley's.
The driveway in front of Rob Giggs's house. Rob Giggs's cousin's apartment off of Richmond Avenue.
The basement at my office.
The basement at James's office, Keith's old apartment, the Poet's Loft.
Go by Brian's place.
That's true. We should go to Brian's Kitchen. I forget we did the show there for a while.
Brian's Kitchen is his new eatery.
Oh, nice, nice. Look at him. It's fantastic. We could just go someplace listening to Bob Marley and make believe we're hanging out with Fred. Like, you know, there's all sorts of places on the
desk. Just sit and listen to Bob Marley?
Nobody smokes pot, right?
No.
Oh.
That's Girls. That's Lena Dunham.
I got it all confused.
So there you go. Chris and Jake. Unfortunately, James and I have never seen Girls. Chris, luckily, is a half step away from a girl's tattoo, apparently.
It's a great show! And I'm saying it's a great show. I really, really enjoy it.
That's not how you started. That's interesting. You sort of started off like, I've seen it,
I hate myself.
I'm ashamed of it. I'm ashamed of it. It would be what I would call a guilty pleasure. I'm not proud of the fact that I love the show, but I love the show.
The self-value meter is dropping.
Yeah, I cried almost. I cried almost? If that doesn't send the message home, I almost did something. But I was moved.
Do you know how many things I've cried at?
No.
Do you know how many things, like TV shows, movies, songs, like we've talked about this, and it's since
then. How many TV shows?
Every time he sees Bette Midler's face, he balls.
But that's for a different reason. What's the last thing that made you cry?
The last thing that made me cry was
about it. Wait. Don't say anything willy-nilly. Sorry, guys. I guess we're not going to be able to find out. Thanks for hanging out with us here on Best in Show. BestinShowRadio.com. Here on Here's Something for You, here's place to be. Cocky socks. Steamroller. Roll over your face. We'll see you guys on the radio. I hate that I'm pointing at you. 88. Peace.
We'll be back in 2 minutes. It's okay.
Oh, wait. I forgot. This isn't the end of the show. Or is it?
Zapper Radio. DJ New Style. Truth Time Theater.
HearUsTalk.com.
Welcome back to Best in Show Radio. And James,
what we said?
Jesus Christ.
Welcome to the thought process of Best in Show Radio. As you stand there confused to no end on what the hell it is that we're trying to do. And
the thought process that is Keith. I do not want to be sucked into this. Don't allow yourself to be sucked into this. This is him.
I know what he wants to do. I don't know how he's going to do it.
But this is the thing. It's not only my thought process, because as crazy and maybe convoluted and confusing as it was, where
stupid
I was almost confusing
too.
Myself,
stupid.
You were standing there going, okay, like it's come to that point that you understand now.
When I say stupid and convoluted and dumb, I have a capacity for understanding of those that are deficient.
On that note, we started to record the first half of this show, and I got thrown a little. And I'm a little disappointed in myself for how thrown I got. Because when we used to do live radio, there was no room to get thrown. I would pause a lot, I would stop a lot.
There was no ejector seat.
There was no ejector seat, there was no pause button. And I'm very disappointed in myself that earlier we started the show, and I
cut.
Exactly. I pulled the plug on it, and I said, you know what, this is just, I don't like where this is going. And now, during the whole girls conversation, in the first half of the show, when we re-recorded it, all I could think about in the back of my mind was, you actually censored it. You actually airbrushed the show.
Just to be clear, when we say re-recorded it, we never actually had the girls' conversation. We never actually got to that point.
Right, that was when we started the show over. Right,
we
that intro was what I was
We did a whole to. New show.
Right.
We started over. So,
what do you want to do with this?
I want to, in the interest of full disclosure, I want to let everyone see exactly what happened since we still have it recorded.
Do you want to intro it, show it to them right now, and come back and talk about it? Or do you want to talk about it and then let it play out? I say we stop this right now.
Yeah, I think we should stop.
Let's roll it. That means the show started.
Good afternoon, everybody.
You know what my problem is before you get into this? I feel like I'm always cocking my head to one side or the other, and I think it makes me look stupid on camera.
Wear a turtleneck.
What were you going to say? You know, that would help?
Yes.
In high school, in our yearbook pictures for, like, the student council, the picture in the yearbook, my head is cocked to the side like a jerk, and I hate it.
Buddy, welcome to Best in Show Radio on HearUsTalk.com, the thing to do with the ears and the place to be. It's the Hear Us Talk Radio Network, where you can see us. It's video. They can actually see us.
Should we stop calling it the Heroes Talk Network? Not radio?
We have to have a meeting about that. We have to have a
at the studio in Brick, New Jersey?
Gotta get the shareholders together. Yes, exactly.
It wasn't Brick, it was Clark.
Clinton. Yeah, Clark.
Clark, New Jersey. Clark. Anyway.
Welcome to Best in Show. So, there's a lost episode that we won't discuss because it changed all of our lives.
I'm James, he's Chris, this is Keith.
See, I
just want to get the formalities out of the way.
I've learned to not do that because there have been times in the past when I've intentionally hung up on things like that because I want to tie it into something. And I was hoping that Keith had that and not that he was jumping straight into the email like he is right now. I was assuming he was going to do a tie-in.
Well, his battery was going to run out on his tablet.
All right.
So, I wasn't trying to...
I appreciate it. I appreciate you. You're worth a lot to me for doing that. I hope that affects you.
I only did it to improve my self-worth.
Nice.
That has no meaning to anyone because of what happened.
It's a lovely cardigan.
Thanks.
I have an email from Chris. Not the same Chris, it's Chris with a K. And it says...
You need to increase the resolution on your display.
Sorry, I feel like we drained the life out of this already. Anyway, I have an email from Chris with a K, who lives in Metuchen, New Jersey, and he says, hey Keith, I hear about a lost show where you guys discussed... Wait, hold on. Page down. I hear about a lost show where you guys discussed some topics from the past that you never got to do. Why don't you maybe do another one of those old topics?
That moment actually lived and existed. I forget that show's lost.
Yeah, it's lost forever. So,
God damn it.
For Chris and Metuchen,
God damn it.
I'm going to go through my old notepad and see. Okay, here we go.
So that's your old notepad? This is your new one?
This is my brand new device, and this is my old notepad. I hate this already, by the way.
What, this episode?
Yeah, I hate it. We can't let this go.
Let's just stop and do it.
Okay. Let's just stop it.
What was the problem with it?
It was me introducing everybody.
No. So there you have it.
Okay.
Now, so what happened basically is...
I almost want to move and sit like this because I want to sit, not even on a show, I want to sit at a table with you and understand what your issue was with that.
This is exactly what happened. I'm going to be very honest.
I like my face too much.
The show
began. Cut to the side. Now when I do this, people know why I was doing it.
The show began. Okay, I'm not used to introing the show. It's something that Chris used to do. It's something that I just started doing now.
I've never introduced this video program. This has always been your thing.
The only time I ever introed the show was when you wouldn't be there, and I would intro it, and I always just kind of got used to just...
We made Brian do it like once or twice.
No, Brian wouldn't do it. He refused to. I did it once.
Yes.
Because he wouldn't.
He definitely did. He was forced into doing it once or twice, and it was very awkward and uncomfortable. But anyway, sorry.
It's okay. So
I don't want to distract and ruin the flow.
Well, yeah.
Again.
So what happened is I forgot to introduce the members of the show. I didn't say, this is James, this is Chris, I'm Keith. I just went right into... whatever the topic was.
You were enthusiastic.
You talk about.
You jumped right into your phone.
I jumped right into my phone and then I got the email.
I screwed you up.
James pointed out that we weren't introduced.
I wasn't trying to. I was just introducing. I wasn't pointing out something you didn't do. I was just introducing.
I pointed it out. I pointed it out after you tried to gloss over.
Yeah, my intent wasn't to say you didn't do it. My intent was just say, hey, by the way.
I put a magnifying glass on something stupid. That's what I do.
Simple enough, okay, let's intro. But at that point, I became so annoyed with myself for not introducing people and not doing what I felt like was the proper introduction to the show that in the back of my head, I was fighting.
You're putting yourself
every
down.
Every step of the way, I was fighting. My self-value was down in the gutter, and I was fighting with every urge to continue doing that show. I was trying, I was thrown, I was confused, I think I read the wrong name.
But now that you've seen it again, what do you feel?
I feel even worse about myself, but in a way, I feel better about just putting it all out there because The worst possible thing to me about doing something like this is trying to be something or trying to be fake.
Polish it.
To polish it. To try to be entertaining. It sounds ridiculous because this is something that, for the most part, is probably done to entertain. Probably more to entertain us more than anyone else, but, you know, that's
not to build your self-worth.
I swore that you weren't beating yourself up. I swore that you were fuming at, I'm going to say James and I, but I think more me. I was convinced you were mad at me for taking you off track.
No, absolutely not. I was mad at myself. I used to get mad at you for taking me off track.
That's what I do.
I understand. I used to get mad at you a lot.
And I get pleasure out of that.
And the more that I would go on and try to talk, the more you realized that I was getting mad at you, you would just go on and on and on and on and on. And, I mean, go back and listen, bestinshowradio.com, go back and listen to how many times I'm trying to get it going, and Chris will say, all right, I'm sorry, sorry, good. Yeah, and then just start a conversation with Brian while I'm talking. Aside from all that, that wasn't what it was. I didn't care about that. I was mad that I allowed myself to get thrown again, and I was mad that I didn't have the ability to just say, oh, I forgot to do the introduction. Boo-hoo, poor me. What the hell are you going to do? But anyway, that's what
I'm glad you were allowed to filibuster for a good time. Can we get into the topic of the show now for this half of the episode?
Absolutely. We have an email coming in from the president.
Maybe we'll get to it next time. Maybe not. Cocky socks. Wait, we did this already once before. I'll do it again. Steamroller. Roll over your face. We'll see you guys on the radio.
Don't beat yourself up over
it. I'm not going to worry about it. 88, peace. Thanks. HeroesTalk.com.
We'll just cut this and no one will ever see it.
Perfect.
Entertaining talk radio. Broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be.